Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm a radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Miranda Ashleen, author of Don't Make Art, Just Make Something, The Process, Struggle, and Vital Importance of Getting Started. And we'll be discussing why it's so important to just take action and the idea that it's never too early to get started. So welcome, Miranda.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure, and let's set the stage for our listeners here. I mean, you went to college at a very young age. I mean, the time when we were all probably just, you know, going into puberty and learning about boys and all those sorts of things at 14 years old. And now you're 19, and you just received your Master's of Education in Community Art from Lesley University in Boston. So how did all this happen? How did you get started so young in your education?
Well, it happened because there's a special program at the college I went to which accepts young girls between 12 and 16, and my older sister had actually done it before me. And she, yeah. Yeah, she was the book smart one, and I was the people and art smart one, so I wasn't quite sure that I would really be able to get in as well, but there really wasn't anything to lose because I applied, and if I didn't get in, I would go from 8th grade to 9th grade. And if I did get in, honestly, I didn't really know what that would mean when I was applying, but what it ended up meaning is that I went to college when I was 14.
Wow. That must have been quite an experience. I mean, did you go to classes at that age? Were you more of an online kind of a student, or were you just, you know, thrown into the midst of, you know, 18 and 19 year olds?
It was a completely submersive environment. So it was all online. It was in Virginia, so that's 8 hours away from where I grew up. And I lived in a dorm and went to classes and ate in the dining hall, you know, all the traditional college stuff.
Wow. I mean, that in and of itself must have been, hey, you got to grow up pretty quickly.
Right. Well, and I think, you know, a lot of people say that, and they say, you know, I wouldn't have been ready or this, that, or the other thing. Mm-hmm. But I really think that it's about living up to what the expectations are. And my expectations, I mean, going to college early, the expectations were really high. But I think a lot more people could do it than do it. They just don't have the opportunity or even know that it's a possibility.
Right. And now let's talk about how you get into the habit of just making something every day. I know you're discussing this particular aspect of your life, but I'm sure that you've applied this to other aspects of your life as you've gotten older. So what is your process, and what should our listeners be thinking about doing themselves to kind of just get going?
Well, the hardest thing is when you decide you want to do some big, huge dream and you want to jump right into it. And it's incredibly intimidating. So, for example, I have always been interested in being a writer, and I actually self-published my first book when I was about 13. And it's absolutely awful, don't get me wrong, but I did it.
Yeah.
The important thing is to take this big, intimidating dream and to break it down into its smallest components. So if you want to be a best-selling author, it's really intimidating to try and sit there and think of the best-selling novel. But if you tell yourself you're just going to write at least one paragraph every day, it becomes a habit. And by telling yourself, all I'm going to do is write a paragraph, over time, you've written an entire book. And it may not be good, like the first one I wrote, but it's still something.
It's an accomplishment, and then you can build on that accomplishment. Like, hey, I can just make something. I can just do it, right? And so what holds people back, do you think, from just jumping in?
Well, in the book specifically, I talk about the testing culture in education right now. And I think there are five basic abilities that we're actually all born with, but that are taught out of us during schooling. And don't get me wrong, I loved school. I loved learning. My mother is a teacher. But the testing culture, you know, standardized tests that run the entire system right. are really making it difficult to be able to just dive in. So the five abilities that I describe in the book is the ability to question, to create, to copy, to try, and most importantly, to fail.
Yes, and do you think the failing part is kind of the cog in this wheel of holding people back? I mean, because everyone, I think, almost innately has a fear of failure. I think there are people that, you know, don't. But I think that also a lot of people, that's what indeed is kind of the thing that's holding them back from just going after their dream, whatever it might be.
Right. And I think we've built this culture where we try, and it makes sense, you know, we try and protect our children from failure because failure is terrifying and it can be completely debilitating. But the problem is if you're protected throughout your entire schooling and all you do is, you know, take tests, then the first time you fail is going to be when you're 23. And that's much more debilitating than failing when you're 5 years old and learning how to get over it.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you've built up all that life experience about, hey, I always come out on top. And then all of a sudden you're, you know, down there and looking up, you're like, oh, man, I missed out. I failed. It's definitely something that is an emotion that you need to learn to deal with and process at a young age because, it happens when you're outside of that bubble, whether it's your schooling or your parents or even your circle of friends, right? You always need that one person to be able to be truthful with you and say, maybe this isn't the best thing for you to be doing. And a lot of us just don't do that. So I think that that's some great advice. Go over it. Say those five things again for us.
Yeah, so the first is the ability to question. And if you think about standardized testing, there's one question and there's one right answer. And if that's the case throughout your entire education, you're not encouraged to think of your own questions and thus discover your own answers. The second is to copy. And this is actually, a lot of people feel different ways about this, but copying is one of the worst things you can do in school, right?
Right.
But,
yeah.
Like but fail. The thing is, right, to fail, to copy, I mean, it's all awful. It's like the detriment of every sixth grader's experience.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that by copying, and this is an artistic idea, that's what I'm actually trained in, I'm a visual artist, but by copying your mentors, you learn what they do and you get better yourself. The difference is that when you copy well, you have to copy honestly. So it's not taking someone else's stuff and passing it off as your own. It's taking those ideas, combining them with your own experience, and then creating something unique. Because I think even when you're copying someone, it's unique.
Right. An inspiration. Use it as an
yes.
inspiration almost. Yes.
Exactly. Let's see. The next one is to try. And that's another thing. I mean, if you're trained this perfectionist quality where you're not going to try unless you know you can do it perfectly well, this goes hand in hand with failing, then you're going to miss out on a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And actually the whole book that the beginning of my book is that if you always try and make art, you know, capital A, put on a pedestal, put in a museum art, you miss out on everything else you can make. And that ties into this quality of trying. Then there's failing, which we already talked about.
Right.
So question, copy, try, fail, and create.
Those are five really important things that people should kind of reevaluate, examine, look into their lives to see where they can apply those things. Now, we're running out of time, Miranda, just a little bit. So What is the most important thing that you want to share with our audience that you learned from your experience attending college early, publishing a book at 19, also the one you did at 13 that wasn't very good, and teaching art at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston? I mean, what is one piece of advice that you would like to leave with our listeners through those experiences that you've had already?
Well, I mean, the easiest thing is just the title of the book itself, which is Don't Make Art. Just make something, because everyone can make something. And when you do nothing, nothing happens. But when you do something, anything can happen.
That is really, kind of one of those most simple concepts, right, that you could come up with.
Right.
It's true. But it's so hard. It's so true. I mean, you're dealing with all of those things that are holding you back. So if you want to learn more about Miranda Ashleen and her project, tell our listeners about the project that you're doing.
Oh, yeah. So I have a project called What's Your Something? And I actually started it as a countdown to my book, which launched on June 1st. And every day in May, I had all of my friends send me pictures of something they made, and I put up a new picture. Because I think the fact that I'm a visual artist makes people think that, oh, when I say make something, it's a drawing or a piece of pottery. But in this project, I've seen all different types of things. My best friend in med school sent me pictures of her study cards, and that's something. And my sister sent me a picture of her honors thesis. And my aunt sent me a picture of this guy who lives next to her, and he makes sculptures out of trash in his backyard. And so if anybody wants to send me a picture of something they've made, and it can be abstract, it could be a child, it could be a family, it could be a tiny little friendship bracelet. I mean, that's all something. And the point is that I'm trying to get pictures of as many different people's something so that we know what it means to just make something for all these different people.
Right. And you just don't know where that something could lead you. So feel free, everyone, to get out there and send your pictures to Miranda. Learn more about that project and her book, Don't Make Art, Just Make Something. You can do so at www.dmajms.com, which acronym, Don't Make Art, Just Make Something. Okay, you can also connect with Miranda through Twitter at Miranda Ashleen, and we'll spell that for you, MirandaAishling, at Miranda Ashleen, and Facebook as well. You can look her up by her name, Miranda Ashleen. Again, that's AishLing. So you can check her out all online. There you go. Well, thanks, Miranda. This was a fun interview, and congratulations on all of your success in making something.
Thank you.
Our pleasure to have Miranda with us. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps even life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time, bye-bye.